With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Large number of mysterious drones flying over New Jersey and the East Coast in recent weeks, sparking speculation and concern over who sent them and why they sent them. Several politicians claiming there's nothing to be concerned about. However, Clinton Township, New Jersey resident Christopher Stadula says there's something out there.
The video doesn't really do justice, but when you look at what I'm seeing with the naked eye, you can see it's not a normal aircraft. This, and we don't have this much traffic, usually on any given night in this area. So it seems like definitely some of them are aircraft that we can't explain what they are.
Also at town or at the srnnews.com, a Ukrainian drone attack on Chechnya.
A Ukrainian drone has struck a campus belonging to Russia's National Guard in the Russian region of Chechnya as Kyiv continues to strike back after a mass air attack from Moscow. Footage on social media showed a drone swooping low over the Chechen capital, Grozny, some 500 miles southeast of the front line in Ukraine before exploding. No casualties were reported. Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov pledged revenge on Ukrainian forces and said he had ordered a missile strike against military facilities in Kharkiv in retaliation for the attack. The claim could not be independently verified. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Senate is pushing toward a vote on legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer began the process Thursday for a final vote on the bill, known as the Social Security Fairness Act. It would eliminate policies that currently limit Social Security payouts for roughly 2.8 million people. The measure would add more strain on the Social Security trust funds. This is SRN News. A British court has sentenced a man for causing an abortion.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signing a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrine protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing porn material from the children's section of their school library and, for that matter, also any public library. This is SRN News. A big donation for a worthy cause in Ohio.
The organization spearheading installation of a monument to women's suffrage at the Ohio State House has received an anonymous $1 million donation. The Capitol Square Foundation announced the gift made in tribute to the late Joanne Davidson, the trailblazing first female speaker of the Ohio House, who died in October. After years of planning, the sculpture's monument design was approved by the Capitol Square Review and Advisory Board just last month. Unveiling schedule for 2026. John Scott reporting.
L.A. Dodgers Freddie Freeman's historic walk-off grand slam ball from Game 1 of this year's World Series has sold at auction. The winning bid, $1.5 million. The bidding at SCP Auctions went into the late hours of Saturday night. No word on who that high bidder is. More details at srnnews.com.